you this morning?
I'm doing all right.
Good. What are the numbers up over the weekend?
Well, for here in the county, we know we now have 12 cases, and at last count, 6 recovered. We'll find out more about that this morning as my nurses start checking out all those folks that are in self-isolation, self-quarantine, just making sure they are doing all right and temperatures are within normal range that we want to see, of course. And we, of course, are now going to be looking at what possibly is going to be reopening of some kind. We don't know details yet at all, but we know that's being looked at across the country and of course, here in Ohio. So we'll want to gear up for that. So that will be in our plans a lot this week.
Beth, what are some of the symptoms, again, to remind people, if you're feeling what, then do you really need to start self-quarantining again?
If you have a fever, now they're saying over 100. It used to be 100.4, but now they're saying even over 100. A cough, a dry cough, and that feeling of pressure or shortness of breath in your chest, and just that really uncomfortable feeling when you can't quite get your breath. And those, of course, are the main signs. There have been a number of other things that people have experienced. Some people get achy. I know one thing that's come up several times for me, and we don't have definite answer on this, but is the loss of sense of smell and sense of taste, and whether that's actually more prevalent with COVID-19 or if it's just that as you can get congested and your mucous membranes become a little inflamed. We know when we have a bad cold or something like that, it's tasting and smelling is not as easy. So that's one thing I've heard brought up quite a few times. I wouldn't go so much to say that if that's the only symptom you have, that that's what it is. But those are the main things.
Do you foresee, because it's been a week since our Easter, do you foresee more cases popping up?
I did hear from another health commissioner in the Northwest Ohio area. We have a health commissioner call on Fridays all across the state, and then our own Northwest district talks because we're similar to each other, very much so, and so sometimes the things we're doing may be a little more pertinent for us than what's happening in a big metropolitan area. But anyway, they had someone who came down with COVID-19, and they had 21 contacts because they'd gotten together over the Easter
and
holiday.
That's exactly what everyone has been warning against.
Right. I guess one thing I just really want to emphasize is, you know, we all have choices we make, and as we look at the possibility of our community becoming more mobile, those masks and that 6-foot distancing are going to be so crucial. I guess in my own words, I just want everyone to be everybody else's hero and make the choice, and it is a choice. We're not going to tell anyone they have to, or it's not going to be a law or anything, but this is a time when we need to really care for our fellow community members and stop that spread. Over the weekend, statewide, I was amazed when I looked at last Friday's figure that I gave you, or I think it was that I got in the press conference at 2 o'clock Friday. We had 9,107 cases, and then as of yesterday, 11,292 cases in Ohio. So that's pretty significant jump, I think, over just 2 days. So we all have our part to do, and I just can't emphasize enough that those masks, it's going to help protect others from you, and if you're both wearing a mask, it's going to be even that much more protection, and then that 6 feet apart. So we just need to assume that everyone has the virus, because we've been hearing how many people have it that are not even symptomatic.
Right.
So you are really protecting your those that you're near if you wear that mask.
All right. Well, we thank you very much, and I'm sure that we'll have more to talk about on Wednesday when we talk to you next.
I think we probably will.
All right. Thank you, Beth.
Thanks, everyone, for all you're doing. I really appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Stay healthy. Have a great day.
Yes, you too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Again, that was Beth Schweitzer, the Seneca County General Health District Commissioner, right here on The Mix.
This is Mix 96.7. Uh-huh. The hottest music of the 90s and now.